Hello. Hi. Welcome back to Big Wigs. Yes, I'm your host, Andrea Lopez, and my beautiful, beautiful friend, Anna Roisman.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Like, literally, are you alive? Because this is the latest we've recorded an episode, I will say.
I know. And it's late on both coasts, I should say. It's later for you, I will say. Thank you for staying up late. You know, it's been a crazy week between our schedules, so it doesn't matter to you guys. But we're doing it. You know, we're unhinged. It's after dark. It's a nighttime episode. Things might get a little spicy out here, you know? The sun's gone down, and my lashes are falling off my face, you know?
Lash by lash, we're falling apart.
How are you?
Pretty mediocre. Pretty just like regular degular. I love using that term because it's I'm good. I'm not fantastic because it's like we're winding down the day, but I feel as though this week was good and okay. I got a lot done. Yeah. But I wasn't on set like you. I love having a week where you're on set and then it's like so gratifying when you finish the job.
Yeah. It's a hard thing to do when you aren't doing it all the time, you know what I mean? Especially long days. But I'm doing a job right now. I'm hosting a reality show, my first ever hosting a reality show. And I will say, can I just say one thing about it? Like, it's very, you know, I love being on set. I love making new friends. It's like a family for the week. It's really fun. But when you're on a reality show, you know, these people aren't, the people competing aren't like on camera. I mean, they are on camera people, you know, they make YouTube video, whatever. They have a presence on a camera, but it's sad to eliminate on these shows. Like when you're competing to win a competition and you have to eliminate, I'm part of that being the host. And I'm like, okay, please step forward, you know, and then the judges eliminate. I'm like, oh my God, like it's sad. This like I got sad because this one guy got eliminated and he gave this whole compelling like speech about how proud of himself he was. And like he actually like tried to prove the judges wrong. And I was like, damn.
Okay. That's cute, Patrick, but I'm sure his compelling little ending speech will not be shown on the actual show, right?
Probably not all of it. No, they don't have time for all of it. But yeah, I'm curious to see how this all cuts together. But it is funny to have these moments where, because then, you know, you probably have to, we have to like retake, you know, you retake a lot of these shots. And so it's so funny to me that I'm like, oh my God, like we just eliminated them. They're pissed off. And now they have to go back to, they have to act essentially. And they have to go back to being like, okay, we're resetting. So just like pretend you didn't hear that you're being voted off the island. And
isn't that the craziest part of television? Nobody really sees those moments. The amount of times, like, you know, when you're voted off the island, the amount of times you have to carry your little suitcase off set. All right, back to position one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the girls are like, ugh, I'm off. I'm leaving.
It's so funny. It's
probably
so true.
Happened so many times.
I hope that I honestly hope that the big competition shows, you know, like The Bachelor, Survivor, Big Brother. I hope they have it down where they don't need to retake it because these people are like sobbing. You know what I mean? They're like so emotional after that. Like they would have to do it the next day. If that was me and I'm being like voted off, I'd cry instantly and I'd be like, and they'll be like, okay, let's take it back to first positions. And I'd be like,
Anna, wipe your tears.
Yeah. I'd be like, I didn't sign up for this. Okay. I didn't come here to do takes. I came here to win. I don't know.
then they have you go into the confessional and you have to act all tough.
Right.
It's also, do you guys have confessionals in this show?
They do. Yeah. Yeah.
Are they reading the lines? Because a lot of the times, okay, that's good. Because I had them read me lines and they chose some of the lines back on Bring the Funny. And they were like, okay, now tell us like why you're crazy. And then I would be like, okay, I would do my thing. And then they would feed me lines. Mm-hmm. And it's not as real when obviously they're like, okay, they're just trying to create drama.
Yeah. Your camera keeps bouncing. I wanted to let you know because your video keeps bouncing.
It's on my laptop and I'm just like, bouncing the table.
Okay. I didn't want you to see this and be like, oh, my video.
Why is my camera back? I'll be sure not to make so many movements.
I caught it. Okay. So yeah, I've been on set all week. It's great. Tomorrow's our last day. I'm excited to wrap up because I'm coming to see you on the East Coast on Saturday. I'm very excited. you know,
hopped off the plane at LAX, headed to New York City.
Hopped off the plane at JFK with a $90 Uber. Literally.
Wait, is JFK the one that has the new wing?
No.
Wing A is all brand new.
LaGuardia, honey. LaGuardia was like the
Oh, JFK is a piece of shit.
Yeah, JFK is a piece of shit. You know what's a bigger piece of shit? LAX. But JFK is a piece of shit.
True.
But traditionally, LaGuardia was the piece of shit airport in New York. All the New Yorkers will agree that, like, when I say that, my mom was like, oh, you're flying out of LaGuardia? Like, what are you? Gross.
Right,
and
right.
It was like the forgotten child. And then it got this whole glow up in the last few years. And everyone's like, oh my God, LaGuardia is the fucking
Terminal A is where it's at.
Ooh, they got like the water show in the middle of the whole fucking mall. And you're like, this is not an airport. This can't
to
be.
A certain extent, it's a full-on casino.
Yeah, it's really nice. How's the airport in DC? I'm curious.
The water fountain is ridiculous. So we have the National DCA. It's all right. It's kind of small. And then we have the big one, which is in Baltimore. And we have three, kind of similar to New York. Mm. I would say BWI in Baltimore is the nicest and largest. And then we also have Dulles, but I never fly out of Dulles.
Dulles, yes. I knew that. I think I've flown there once. You know, and you know the names of airports. I'm like, Houston, no, but I've flown to that airport. Never been to the city.
Oh my gosh, me. All the time.
Philly's
over.
Yeah, right. Philly's an okay airport. It's a big airport. I've flown in and out of Philly, you know, haven't spent too much time. I'm not one of those people, we've discussed this, that gets there early. So, you know, I don't, if it's nice, I wouldn't even know because I'm just trying to get to that gate before it closes on my face,
Yeah, no, for reals. Until I am a part of like the Sapphire, the City Club, no, like the Delta Sky Club, maybe I'll... Yeah. Think about getting there an hour earlier and enjoying myself a little martini.
Hell yeah. I thought this year would get me there with my points. Like, I'm going to get into the Delta, you know, like
yeah, flying
elite.
Coast to coast.
But then I started flying JetBlue everywhere because it's cheap. And you know what? I'm going to manifest right now. I'm going to fly fucking first class soon. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to happen soon. Gonna happen soon.
Anna, you got to be specific with this manifesting, okay? You can't just say soon. That leaves odd ends. That's
like me being like, I'm gonna grow my hair out. It's gonna happen any year.
Eventually,
now.
I don't know. Like, no, give us a date.
All right, starting in September, first class, baby. That you know,
bam,
bam, bam. I don't know what airline yet, you know, but hey, I'll take it. I'll take it, whatever it is.
Hearing all about all of this turbulence that's happening with every single airline, everybody's like, what's your airline? I'm like,
yeah.
What is this weather? I've flown, I think, three different airlines, and each time it's just like crazy mishaps, and you're just like, well, all the snacks suck, so.
Yeah, and I've been, like, I just watched that Malaysia missing plane documentary.
Don't even get me started.
The last three nights.
Get me started.
My brain is going there. I'm like, well, now I know where the box is, so I can take the plane off the fucking map. You know, they explained that in the last episode.
That is some bullshit with that box. You can just, oh, you're going to tell me between business class and first class, there's a straight up little entryway.
Yeah, right.
That any old Joe Schmo could enter into the control room. I mean, they did like get to the point where you can't fully control and drive the airplane.
Crazy.
But you can turn off some settings.
That's crazy. Yeah, guys, if you haven't watched that, what is it called? It's like MH270. It's the story, you know, the documentary about the plane that went missing in the Malaysian airline plane that went missing. And
the plane that disappeared.
It's a really relaxing watch after a long day. You know, I've been watching
370.
Nothing
like winding down, sipping on a glass of Cabernet and
full on
reading
tragedy.
About a plane.
Oh my
how
God.
How the Americans are involved in the disappearing of a plane over a humongous body of water.
That's like so me though, where I'll have like the busiest day of my life and I'll come home and I'll be like, I just need to like sit and eat pizza and like watch a documentary about like a billion people dying. Like it's so awful, but I'm like, I don't know, my
awful.
Brain just like, that's what I needed the other night. You know, some people are like, I gotta come home and watch The Office for the 18th time, and I'm like, give me the hard hitting stories.
I'm so there with you. It's The Office that I can watch maybe some reruns. Curb Your Enthusiasm is one of those shows where you could watch and it's it's enjoyable because there's so many like little fun details you forget. Also, yeah. Arrested Development. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once you've seen the Friends episodes, it's just so mundane. I need something that stimulates the mind.
Well, I fall asleep to the same show every night, so I'm not one to...
Wait, let me guess what it is.
You know what it is. I've told you.
Have you? I'm guessing Gilmore Girls. I'm just kidding. I wanted to insult you at this hour.
No, but I was like, I've never seen Gilmore Girls. Never.
You're like so Rory. It's crazy.
Have never seen an episode of Gilmore Girls. But when I was younger, I went on the Warner Brothers tour in LA with my family, like on a trip. And everyone was like jerking off to the Gilmore Girls house. And they were like, oh, my God. It's
oh, I'm sure.
The friend's house. Not the friend. Like the girl in Gilmore Girls. Her friend's house is the same house as hers. It's just the backside or whatever. And I'm like sitting there. I'm like, I've never fucking seen this show. And my mom and my sister are like sharing a moment. And they were like, we watched it together. It was our show. I'm like, you guys had a show? You like watched a show together? Like, where was I? I was like, I've never seen the Gilmore Girls. So to this day, still haven't. Okay, guess again. You get a second choice. What's the show I fall asleep to every night?
Every night, Anna falls asleep
for the last. I'll tell you, I used to fall asleep to one movie.
I'll tell you.
One movie, the same movie for a good 2 or 3 years. I'm psycho. I fell asleep to one movie for 2 or 3 years. And then in the last 6 years, I've fallen asleep to the same TV show. Not the same episode, but the same series.
Sex in the City.
Got it! Miranda.
Did I?
Damn. Oh,
wait.
Miranda, you nailed it, Miranda. Yeah.
I mean, I would be pretty concerned if I didn't get that one right. And I really didn't connect it from your Miranda, which I should have. I was just like, what's so Anna? And honestly, living in New York, it is a really, now it's a very comforting show.
Yeah, I grew up on it. I love it. It's just like comfort food for me. And you want to know something weird? Because I've fallen asleep to that for the last 6 years. If it's not on, there's a hierarchy. I fall asleep to South Park a second. Botched was like a good third. Very random. Very, very different.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any similar thread between any of those. But
I can't,
go on.
I can't fall asleep to a laugh track. Even on a plane, I don't know why, but laugh tracks now like trigger my brain. And I'm like, oh, that's not comforting. I can't fall asleep to it. So I can't watch like a traditional like sitcom with a laugh track.
Sitcom?
Like a 3-camera like live. Yeah. Am I old? Is that an old person thing to do? I'm like, wait.
Oh, God, don't give me the laugh track. I can't sleep.
Yeah, like Jared will put on an old episode of Friends or Seinfeld. I'm like, I can't handle a laugh track right now. I need something that doesn't have that sound. I'm like, I'm a 90-year-old
woman.
It's
a bit jarring.
Do you fall asleep to TV at night? Do you I have to.
Sometimes I do. But it's not like I don't need it by any means because my parents were so like, no bed or no TV before bed or else you won't sleep.
So you didn't have a TV in your bedroom growing up?
In my bedroom? The later years of high school, but never not grade school.
We were allowed when we turned 13. It was like,
oh, that's a good rule.
I know, but it was such a funny rule. And then once we all had TVs, we were like, well, bye guys, never have to hang out with you again. I have Nintendo in my room. I got a fucking, you know, I can watch movies. I got a television. Like, I'm done. But
I'm so interested to know what teenagers watch these days. Like, are they watching the Netflix, like the streaming shows, or are they watching
probably YouTube? Right? Like,
oh, YouTube. But are they watching like series, or are they keeping up with the Gwyneth Paltrow trial? Like, what are they keeping up with?
I don't know. If you're a 13-year-old listening to this podcast, please write to us and let us know what are you watching? What's on your list?
What are you binging?
Also, don't listen to this podcast if you're a 13-year-old.
As if we literally are call her daddy. We do not get that.
So funny. Yeah, I have no idea what they're watching, honestly. Probably like, you know, I think there are certain shows like a White Lotus, I think translates to a whole group of people. Like, yeah. I have no idea. I don't know. Are they watching, you know, The Good Doctor? Like I have no idea.
Oh, for sure not. I'm just wondering if they're already like getting into reality TV because.
Probably because they grew up on it because there's so much reality TV.
So much. Yeah. And reality stars that we grew up with, like the Kardashians, are now insanely famous. So yeah. They've become completely a part of like the pop culture world.
Yeah.
Like they are celebrities now.
Speaking of reality shows, shout out to Love is Blind season 4. Are you, you've got to watch it. It's only 5 episodes until tomorrow. I think the next group of episodes comes out tomorrow. But we were talking about this before. You're not a huge fan of the show, right?
I was so obsessed with season 1, season 2. Because okay. I actually, it was such a foreign concept. Like, oh, you really mean these people are going to fall in love? Now, I feel like it's so fake. I'm like, these people are so freaking cringe. I think that these producers are skeevy ass hoes and they found the strangest people and are now just having fun with it. Like in no way are these people going to end up together.
Well, we were saying in all these dating reality shows, like even The Bachelor, you know, one of the OG ones, people are going on to grow, you know, their brand and social media presence and following and to get brand deals and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like such a different world than, you know, back when they were just there to find love. And
I fully gave
home.
Up on The Bachelor. Fully.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, this season of Love is Blind, I will say, I don't binge watch really. And I blew through those 5 episodes in a day. So they, and they're hour long episodes, which
what
is
the, what do you do when the cringy moments happen? Like when a guy is full on singing to a blank wall and the girl is just silently reacting.
They're so funny, like, though. Because you're like, this is like, have they lost their minds? I will say they are very drunk this season. I think they're
really.
Yes.
Oh my God. Do they have the gold goblets or the goblets?
They have
still
the goblets, but they also like do shots like in the room, not in the pods, but like what is it? It's like an apartment. You know what
the
I mean?
Pod.
Like in the, no, not in the pod, in the like communal
the suites,
space.
Like the girl suites and the guy suites. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're doing shots this season. They're also like sending people gifts in the pods, which I was like, did that happen in other seasons? They're like, oh my God, like it's Andrea's birthday. Let's send her, let's make her cupcakes and put them in her room with like balloons and candles and stuff. And you're like, as if they like went into your pod beforehand. Meanwhile, like they're telling a producer, like, do this or like, let's put a shot in there and like, we'll take shots. Like, it's very, I think people are more fucked up, which is like, why wouldn't they be? That's probably more fun for TV. If you were going to stare at a wall, going to stare at a wall and then
I ain't doing it sober
and then have to get engaged to get out of that pod, like, yeah, you gotta have a couple cocktails. I will say, can I ruin one funny moment for you?
Oh my God, spoil away.
This is why I think they're so wasted this season. Someone does fall asleep in the pod.
Shut up.
And a girl falls asleep, which honestly, I was like, I said to Jared, I go, oh my God, that would be me.
That's you.
Like, that would be me. I'd be like, I had too much to drink. I probably ate a lot of chips and I'm just like, I'm done. And someone falls asleep and the guy is like, you know, maybe it's edited, whatever, but he is like confessing his love for her. There's silence.
Okay, that's hilarious. I'll watch it for that.
And then he just like, he's like, I guess I'll leave. Then he tells all his like boys, he's like, I can't believe this. Like, I finally said all my feelings and she didn't even respond. And it didn't even cross his mind, or they edited it out, that she could have been asleep. Like, I would have been like, they're,
wouldn't have crossed my mind.
Yeah,
I would have been
so
like,
obsessed with me. They're probably passed out.
I mean, I would. That room looks real cozy,
right?
They
got
they
pillows.
Always have those blankets.
Yeah, the carpets look chic. They got pillows. They really styled it out. Shout out to the art department of Love is Blind. I think you make them look very sleepable. Those rooms,
sleepable. Not. They're I'm cozy. Gonna fall in love with my partner.
Yeah. It is hilarious because we were saying also before that on this show, so you have to date someone blindly, and then to get out of the pods to meet them in person, you have to get engaged. So now I do agree with you that I think people are just trying to get engaged because they now know the format of the show. So what's next? Honey, we're going to Mexico. Like, I'm gonna get engaged to go to Mexico, right? Like
it truly sounds so Miz from the other episodes, seasons that I've watched, when they go to Mexico with their supposed fiance and like the emotional attraction is barely there.
Yeah.
But the physical is so not. And they're drifting around in the water, barely wanting to touch each other. Like, one person's always into it more than the other. And yeah. I'm like, oh.
And then they all see each other and they're all fucking in bathing suits. So they all see each other's bodies and they're all like, oh, shit. Like, I really should have. Mm-hmm.
talk to that person more. I could have been engaged to that person, but on Tuesday I got engaged to this person. And like, what is this world? Yeah. It's a very fucked up social experiment. Like,
I mean, has anyone for lasted? The social experiment of all.
Has anyone lasted in previous seasons? I have no idea.
And that's, I was going to bring this up. Season one, I loved it so much because the couples are still married.
No, they are.
Barrett, what is his name?
Okay. I don't remember.
The douchebag, the one that was like the sought after one of season one.
Okay.
Still with his girl, the girl that was like, I have like $80,000 in student loans. And they like still made it work. I interviewed them and they seemed so fun, so in love.
Love
this
it.
Is like eons ago. And then also Cameron and the other, the multiracial couple.
Oh.
They're fully together.
I liked them. That's good.
Yeah,
then
me too.
Then it works. Then Love is Blind is a success, you know? I don't know about this season so one, far. I don't know if
the
anyone's...
intentions were right. Okay, but the one couple we do need to get into is the one where the guy, they see each other, they open the door, they take years to get to each other because they're slowly walking towards each other in the reveal. And then the guy doesn't blink and he's a freaking weirdo. And he's like, I will try to blink for you in the future.
Yeah. I will
what,
say.
Is he a robot?
He is a little robotic. She's worse. I will say that.
She seemed so normal in the reveal.
Mm-mm.
She was like,
that's
why
who's
are you
that. So
blinking?
I did her impression. I threw together a video because I thought she was so fucking funny that I was like, you're going to love her. I forgot how funny. He's so funny too. Like this, it's gold this season. Honestly, it is gold. I will say he was like, it kind of flipped. It flips. So he is portrayed as he is the weirdo. You know what I mean? Like from day one. And then they did that reveal. They see each other and then she turns into the weirdo. So you're kind of like, it's almost like she was pretty chill in the pods and you're like, okay, whatever. And then you're like, oh, wait, the tables have been turned. So
girly girl could conceal it for only so long.
Only and then, so long. Yeah. And then she just went off the rails and you're like,
cray, cray.
What the fuck? And people
it's
are like,
out.
You know, he's weird, but now I'm like feeling bad for him. Like yeah.
Oh, it gets to that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait for you to watch because I want your take on it. So that's your homework. You got to watch that. You got to watch it. Just try it out for a little bit. But you know what? But there are people who find love that isn't blind, right? We were talking about hot couples earlier. We had one major hot couple, like maybe the hottest couple I've ever seen in my life hook up this week.
This is actually insane to me. They had to have been, oh, I'm shaking the camera again. Harry Styles and M. Rada were seen making out, slobbing.
Smooch in a parking lot. Yeah.
Slob Kebab Central. Why were they so showy? Why was it out so out in public? It had to have been a drunken makeout.
You think? I
100%.
Think.
Why would they do it so out in the open? Like they wanted to get photographed?
Probably. Maybe they've been hiding it for a while. You know what I mean? Remember she had that like thing with Eric Andre? Like what if they were just buddies and they went to one basketball game and then like hooked up? Like what if they were just like fuck buddies for a night? You know what I mean? Like they had a one night stand and they were like, isn't this funny? We like took naked photos of each other. Ha ha. But we're like friends who just had sex once. That was like,
isn't it funny?
That was the vibes of that.
It did come out that they had already broken up by the time Eric posted that weird like post sex post.
So they must be friends still if he's posting that. She was probably like, I don't care, whatever. But yeah, Harry Styles and Emrata are like, are they allowed to date? They're too pretty. Like they're the two of them together is just like fire in my eyes.
I've always said that Harry Styles just looks like my pretty cousin.
Really?
Named Harriet. 100%. I will never say that Harry Styles is sexy. Come for me all you want, girls.
Wow.
But I'm sorry, but a man in sequined bell-bottom pants, it ain't doing it.
You know,
it really ain't doing it.
I think when I look into those piercing blue eyes, I forget he's in bell-bottoms, you know? Or I'm like, wait, we could share a wardrobe and he's hot? Okay.
Oh, you're going to tell me that if Jared was you took
no,
out
Jared's
Jared.
Not,
to
he's
your...
not Harry Styles. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have the Styles part.
Harry Styles can wear it because he's styling. I just love that all the headlines that are saying M. Rada is begging for her forgiveness from Olivia Wilde.
Oh my God. For what? They're not together. You know?
They're not together anymore, but it was like the breakup of a century.
It was, yeah. But also,
so now Imran is like calling up Olivia being like, yo, girl, I'm so sorry. I would not want to get on Olivia's bad side. Are you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't either. But I feel like what silly drama, you know, like for all. Sometimes I just think that's all made up. And like for all we know, she's like they're friends and she's like, hey, like whatever. Like, yeah, you can date him. We're not together anymore. And because weren't they together at a Taylor Swift concert or was it Harry's concert? They were dancing together. Did you see those photos? They were like partying.
You're saying Emrata.
Yeah. And
yeah, they were.
Yeah. I love this. I love her getting. She's getting the deets. She's looking.
I'm in this Page Six article.
It's
okay. The reason why she's asking for forgiveness is because I guess Olivia and Emrata have been hanging out and
right.
were friends at the Oscars party not too long ago, March 12th. So
okay. Okay.
I guess like a quick turnaround. You know what? You're hot. You're in Hollywood. It's a free for all.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I mean, Harry Styles, especially like that guy can get anyone except for Andrea Lopez.
I'm not saying I wouldn't be besties with him. We would be besties.
Yeah. You'd be friends, but you wouldn't hook up with him. You're not attracted to him.
To me, he just doesn't have a very, I'm not getting like super masculine. I'm getting very artsy. Mm-hmm. And fun and lively and creative, but it's not. You know me. I love an Italian stallion. I love a bulky man. I love a.
I was gonna say, yeah. She needs more. She needs more of a fraternity. She's a Syracuse girl. She needs more of that fraternity energy. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't date frat men, but I date men that could be in a frat.
That looks like they came from one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Harry Styles was definitely with me in the theater kids club, you know, and we were like, oh my God, sequins, hot.
I love sequins.
You do.
That's
love
why
sequins.
Be best friends.
Okay,
yeah,
so you could share jackets, you know, you could share.
Oh yeah, we would share. We would share.
Also,
even
go ahead. My pizza just. Do you see my eyes? You guys, a pizza just arrived, and I'm like, I'm not hungry yet.
Get to the name. Where'd you guys order from?
Prime Pizza, baby. Best pizza in LA.
Pizza.
It's owned
what
by
about
the
Joe's Pub.
Joe's Pizza. Wait, it's owned by the same people who Joe's own pizza. Best Pizza in Williamsburg, which is also a top-notch pizza place.
Oh my God, they're cousins.
Mm-hmm. Cousins. They're cousins.
Same ownership.
Love it. LA has great pizza. I will say, people complain. I'm like, then go to the right places.
You do have to know the places, though. But if you don't, you're lost in the sauce. I would have to say that I struggle to find good pizza in LA.
Really? Well, we weren't as close of friends as we are now. I would have steered you in the right places. Wait, what were we talking about before my fucking pizza arrived? Harry Styles clothing.
Have a bite. Oh, I was just going to say that another weirder couple, possibly even weirder than Emrata and Harry Styles, because I didn't see that one coming. Have you heard the rumors? Reese Witherspoon and Tom Goat Brady.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. She's just announced her divorce. She's not going to be seen with someone yet. You know, I also feel like I could not see them together energy wise, like personality wise and energy wise. Prove me wrong, because I think they're both very hot, and you know I'm all for hot people getting together. Like, but I'm like, I don't know about that one. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely don't see them as a couple, but whenever I think of Reese Witherspoon, my mind just immediately goes to Legally Blonde. Like one of my end-all be-all movies that I could easily go to sleep watching, because it's just such near and dear to my heart. Like, if you haven't seen Legally Blonde, if you don't love that movie, well then like what.
Why are you doing that to yourself? Yeah.
Why? Stop listening to us. Okay, right now. But yeah, no, Reese Witherspoon, she just is so like perky and happy and like, oh my gosh, and wholesome. And I just don't think that that's Tom's brand. I think Tom needs a little bit of like a sultry, a woman that is the goat in her own.
Well, she kind of is. Reese is, you know, she's.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely not saying she's not. I just think that she's like in a different stratosphere in terms of interests.
Why is my apartment shaking? The whole apartment is shaking.
It's called an earthquake.
It could be an earthquake. Literally, the water is going do 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 do.
Oh yeah, there's an earthquake. Holy shit!
No, it's not. I hear like a machine. Like my building's like gonna blow up or something. Guys, stay with us through this episode to find out if it's really loud. I don't know what the hell it is. Jared, I don't know what he's. Anyway,
get Jared on.
I'm back here.
We need our fact checker, Jared.
I wanted to say I was sad about Reese Witherspoon. I think we talked about this on last week's episode about her
devastated
her divorce. Yeah, but I do hope she finds a really hot, you know, great man. And if that's Tom Brady, then you know what? I will support it. I absolutely will. But I just don't believe it yet. I don't believe that.
I'm absolutely gutted.
She's gutted. Oh my God. Wait, can we go on to our favorite celebrity story of the week, the Gwyneth Paltrow trial? What do you feel about this? This has been on my mind every day. Literally, like, during breaks of this show, we're like, should I turn on the trial on, like, courttv.com on my phone? Like...
I was really not as invested in the trial. I was fully following the TikTok coverage of it.
I was going to say, I didn't actually watch it. I only watched the TikToks.
I was like, these clips, it was such a long, weird trial, but I was like, I have TikTok. What's the trial that was happening that I watched every single second of? The Johnny Depp trial.
I was going to say, because Johnny Depp.
Yeah, because they both are really private people. And so that was kind of interesting to me. But this was just some old optometrist named Sanderson who went skiing. And Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't give a lot on camera. So the clips I'm going to see on TikTok are pretty much the meat of the story.
She's like this a lot with her lips.
Yeah, what's the pursing?
You know,
Jennifer Coolidge does it, but I love when she does it.
Yeah, Gwyneth is like, she's pursing her lips a lot. A lot, a lot. I wonder, is that a nervous thing or is it like a posing thing that she like always did on camera? You know what I mean?
Was it sucking her lips or was it pushing them out?
No.
Like, was it giving Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen?
No, it was like putting them together, almost like you're eating something sour. Like, you're like,
Oh, weird.
Yeah, Jennifer Coolidge is more like pushing them out, you know, like giving us a lip. Shout out to our queen. But, you know, Gwyneth was more like, I ate a warhead. You remember warheads? It was like, I'm sucking on a lemon and I'm like, She was probably so embarrassed. Like, what an embarrassing way to come back into the news. You know what I mean? Like, she was proven innocent today.
She probably had a jade egg up her vagina and was in the process of squeezing it out.
Yeah, you've been reading a lot about, literally, you guys are going to laugh. We keep notes of what we put on this show. And I have to shout out, Andrea Lopez told me that she's learning a lot about Gwyneth's like daily life. And she wants to run through a list of them for me. I don't even know if you meant on the podcast. I think you just meant in life. And I was like, this is a text. Because like right below it is just love is blind as a category.
No, I really meant on the show, but I just did not preface it well. It's the most random.
It's so funny.
Jambalaya of words. I'm like, I want to test you on Gwen health terms.
And I love it. I absolutely love it. I will say Gwen. I'm like, Gwen actually crushed her courtroom outfits. I will say the fashion for me was it. I thought she dressed really well. You know, she was like a walking, like, kind of like J. Crew meets, you know, theory. Like, she gave us very professional, you know, clean outfits.
They were professional, but they were very bland.
Didn't want to stick out. You know what I mean? I think she, because I was saying, I think it's probably part of super strategy. Embarrassing to be like put on TV, brought to trial for crashing in for a ski accident where both people essentially have made it out. Okay. I mean, I guess he did have, you know, injuries or trauma to the head and everything, but he seems to be doing better now, unless I...
He seems to be doing just fine.
Unless I didn't. Yeah. And he took her to court. And guess what? She got $1. Like, what?
That's actually the only thing she wanted. She was just like, you know what? Pay for my legal bills and then just like award me $1 if I win. You know, this happened 7 years ago.
That's so crazy. We've lived through 10 lifetimes since then.
We.
It's so crazy.
I've died and come back. Like, in this day and age, oh my God, that feels like a century.
Pre-COVID feels like 10 years ago. Like,
oh my God, don't even COVID. Like bring up the pandemic. Like,
yeah. But yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Like, it's so crazy.
Insane.
When you sent me that, you were the first person to send me the dollar thing. And I go, is that true? I saw it on like some Instagram, like scrolling.
Yeah.
And it is true.
It's true. Like, legitimately, all of that for a dollar.
I wonder if, I was going to say, do you remember last week she was in the news about her, what she eats in a day, right? She did that interview with her, like, doctor.
Oh, yeah. Get into it. It's actually ridiculous.
And I wonder if that was, like, almost like, let's put this out there because this will go viral to cover up for this trial we have coming up. Like, I wonder if that was a PR move.
You think it was a little cover up?
Maybe, but I think if anything, it just brought her into the limelight, and then everyone was like, wait, you got a trial too? I got to see someone who doesn't eat dinner or whatever. I got to see what she's doing, you know, what happened in this ski accident case. It was so funny. It was so random.
The things that she, well, okay, first, the trial in itself was just like an absolute insane situation.
Yeah.
The only thing we were fighting on was who backed into who. He said that she came at him, hit and run. First of all, like, what's a hit and run ski accident? Like, you're going down a mountain at crazy speeds.
Yeah.
You've been skiing. Someone. We talked about it. We're pizzaing the whole time. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. They were like, yeah. This whole thing is strange. He was probably like, oh, wait, a celebrity and I crashed? I'm going to take her to court. Like, I'm going to get some money out of this. I don't know.
Did you see the court drawings? The diagrams they were showing looked like, no. I was in second grade.
No.
It was like an emoji turned upside down, and that was the drawings. I thought this was completely a Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, episode. I kind of felt like what if they're just going to like be like, haha, you got punked. And like, you know, Ashton Kutcher pops out and they were like, wasn't this good TV? Like, there was no ski accident. This guy is a paid actor to go against Gwyneth Paltrow in court. Like, Gwyneth, ha ha ha, we got you. I don't know. There was something like, so I felt bad because like we had a lot of serious, terrible things happen in the news this week. And like everyone was so fucking focused on this dumb trial, like, that I feel like it got more media attention than like, you know, an actual fucking another school shooting that was just like the saddest thing in the whole fucking world. It's just, this is why America is so fucked up. Like, this is what people are.
Our priorities are absolutely.
And you gotta, you know, yes.
In disarray.
I feel like everything is relative, but I'm so tired. I'm like, but it also is like insane that this is like getting, you know, so much airtime. It feels like
beyond insane. Like, but
to hear the one of the richest celebrities, I will say, I think Gwyneth is cool. I always liked her fashion, and I always thought she was like, you know, before the Goop days, I guess, I always thought she was like a cool person. You know, she's like a New Yorker.
Back when she did Shallow Hal. Yeah. Dope ass movie.
Shallow Hal.
Loved it.
Shallow Hal is a canceled movie. Can't talk about Shallow Hal anymore. Shallow Hal is, I mean, talk about fat phobic. That's a fucked up movie. Dude, now. That movie.
That really is.
It's like one of those movies that's like on a list of like, oh, like, you know, if like it's like on the Bill Cosby list. I don't know. Maybe not that harsh, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, definitely not. But she's definitely getting there.
I was going to say, she was such a cool person. And then she did this whole Goop thing and you were like, wait, what is she doing to her vagina? Like, what? I mean, you know, all the, give us some of the deets of what you've done your research on the Gwyneth. A day in the life of
the craziest thing I'll tell you that is, yeah, a day in the life. Her eating habits are crazy. People are calling her an almond mom, which is like an almond can fulfill your hunger, basically. She believes in what's the fasting where you intermittent fasting, so right. She doesn't eat late, and then she like doesn't eat anything until lunchtime, and she only drinks bone broth most of the time, and she pretty much lives on a bird diet of seeds and fruit. But she does these other crazy things. The craziest practice that she does, she's only done it a couple times, but the fact that she even brought this up, it's called ozone rectal therapy. What do you think this is?
If I had to guess, it was like, I don't know, getting like a baby air conditioner put up your asshole.
And a little baby air conditioner.
A little cool massager, you know, that you just shove it on up there and it just goes around and around and it gives you it's like going to the ozone layer of your body.
A little tornado right up your butt.
Anyone British is going to be like, I fucking can't stand this podcast. They're big wigs? You mean like big Brits that they're not? Okay. Okay, wait, what is ozone rectal what?
Ozone rectal therapy. So you got the rectal part. Yes, it's air particles going up your butt and it's supposed to help with circulation. But ozone particles are like way up there in the ozone layer. It means there's three oxygen particles in one particle like put together. So it's like a super oxidized oxygen particle, basically. Just think of the most oxygen in it.
Wait, I was really close. I'm actually so impressed with myself. I was like putting in air conditioner and it is air essentially up
here. It's a reverse fart. Yeah.
Oh my God. How do they insert this?
It is either through a tube, but you do need assistance with it. But like, they were like, how many times have you done this? She's like, oh, not many, but I've definitely tried it. Like, and you know how it's the placebo effect. Like, obviously you're like, I feel good because I just did ozone rectal therapy. No, it's just because you think it's supposed to help and you're like, I feel energized. I just got ozone up my butt. Like, really think anything happened?
So you literally are like, they're like, spread your cheeks. We're going to just shove this air up your butthole now.
Yes. Yes. Literally.
Enjoy this moment.
She also does dry brushing.
Right. You dry brush your body. Yeah. I know people who do that. I've never tried it, but I wonder if I did, I'd probably get the brush, do it once and forget it ever existed.
And then be like, this is nice. Just like that pumice stone that just like sits in my bathtub. Yes. Don't touch it.
Yes.
But
yes,
once
yes.
a year.
Once a year, you're like, tonight's the night. I'm gonna take that stone to my feet again.
I'm going to wreck all my dead skin. Yeah, no, it just sits there and looks like a dead rock.
Can I tell you something about the ozone rectal thing? It's a very...
oh, please do.
Because someone has to probably do this to you. I recently got my body lasered because, you know, I stared at myself in the pandemic long enough. I'm like, shoot me up with Botox and take the hair off my entire body. And the laser woman,
Wait, did you do like a Brazilian laser?
I did the full thing. And she was like,
I did the full throttle. Wait,
I need it again, though, because you have to go like six times. I haven't been in a while. But the last time I went, I kid you not, this woman, lovely, her name is Irina, and she's in Coney Island. I went with my friends to my friend's place. This place is like,
I swear to God, if this is a Groupon,
funniest,
I'm going to kill you.
It's not a Groupon. She just has a girl, and it's a very
in
affordable.
Coney Island.
Honestly, it's more expensive to get there than to actually get the lasering. But she goes, spread
what,
your.
You take a ferry?
She does the whole front, and then you turn over on your back. She goes, spread your cheeks, and you have to like hold your own ass cheeks to either side. Those who get waxed, probably it's a similar, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, literally, I'm like in the most compromised position. I'm like so uncomfortable. I don't like anybody like, you know, seeing me down there naked. And she goes, how old
this
are you?
Me, Ajita.
I said, what? She goes, how old are you? I said, why? And she goes, your asshole? 26. And I said, oh, my God. Is this
Irina? I didn't know you were a anus teller.
I'm like, okay, 35% tip at least. I was like, I go, thank you so much. This is a really uncomfortable position, but that like made my day.
I no longer feel uncomfortable. What does she do? Read the rings of your butt?
Literally, no idea. But
like a tree,
maybe. I'm gonna go. Everyone's going to open a mirror now and try and count the rings around their asshole. How close are you with your partners? Huh? Make them count. Anyway, it made me feel I'll never forget it. You know, I'll never forget that moment. I can't wait to go back and get more.
You have a 25-year-old
26.
Butthole.
Thank you for rounding down. Yeah. Yeah, I do. So I don't poop, you know. IBS, baby. Keeping me young. No.
Ain't that the truth? I don't think you need any ozone rectal therapy. When they do the full body laser, where do they start? They have to do different zones. So like armpits, privates,
yeah,
legs.
Wherever you want, you know.
You just choose the, I guess, anything
goes. I will say,
I
didn't do
Island.
My full body. I did like underarms down, you know. But it's not all done. Okay, okay. It's not all done because you have to go a lot. And I like came to LA. You know, I got to find somewhere else to go. Yeah. Yeah. Multiple times. And it grows back and you don't know. And some people don't, doesn't grow back. You know, it's all different. It's everyone's body is different. Have you guys heard that?
I did hear the craziest story of this woman. It's on the show Best Friends of Paris. It's a reality show about all of these best friends that live in literally Paris. It's Emily in Paris, but a reality show.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I'm kind of like low-key obsessed, but one girl explains a story of her mom's friend who got her hoo-ha completely lasered. And then as she grew older, it kind of sagged. And the men who she was sleeping with did not like the appearance of a sagging vagine. So they were like, I don't like that. And then they like, she got so paranoid about it that she got hair plugs put back on her vagine.
No.
That's definition of you got too much time, girl. You got too much damn time. You're telling me you got it fully removed and then you plugged that up.
No, you know,
again,
listen,
square one.
That is the biggest journey of life. That is someone write a book about this woman. That is insane. I'm curious what else she does in her life.
It's called Eat, Pray, Hair Plugs. You went on a journey.
That's so funny. And you said multiple men were like, ew, it's just like saggy skin.
She was just like, yeah, she was living her life like Diane Keaton.
Damn.
Not a single man. I ain't dating. And she was just like, yeah, the men don't like the look of my like 60-year-old vagine,
that's
which is insulting.
So funny.
But the fact that she like decided not to get like a vaginal rejuvenation procedure, she like decided to put hair.
She could have just ordered like a merkin on Amazon, you know what I mean? That probably would have been a lot easier and just worn that. The guy wouldn't know. What's he gonna do? Is he gonna think that's glue it on for a night, you know?
I'm sorry, is it like horse hair? Like there's no way it's human hair plugs, because I would
have been like, is this the first time? I'd like to interview the person who did that procedure. Like, how many people come in for and ask for you to put pubic hair on them?
Don't tell me. Wow. I don't want to know.
The things we do for love.
I ain't doing that. Please.
So funny.
Okay, last but not least, oil pulling. What do you think oil pulling is?
Oh, I've heard of this one. This was like a trend a couple years ago, right? Where you like,
I want to try it.
Don't you like keep it in your mouth for like a while or something?
You are so good.
Listen. Am I a goop girl? Maybe. Do I keep it under under the radar? Maybe. No, I'm not. But is that what you do? You like hold it in your mouth?
You swoosh it around your mouth for 20 minutes and it's supposed to help decrease bacteria in your mouth and improve gum health.
You know, I brush my teeth. I don't know. I don't know that I need to swish around. I feel like I chug it. Like I drink it. I like oil.
Me too. I've done oil tastings. Oh, this sounds so hoity-toity, but I've done an oil tasting in Italy.
Okay.
No, Nick's best friend owns like this beautiful resort, and I actually will plug it because it's a beautiful resort, but on Instagram because I forget. But yeah, they had an oil tasting, like a sommelier, but for oil.
Stunning.
And that's my big wig moment.
That's fancy. I love that.
It is. And you aerate it and it tastes so delish, but I wanted like more. And they put a little drop of vinegar in there to like add a little bit of like extra. It was delicious.
I love dipping bread in oil with a little vinegar.
Oh my God. Oh,
nothing better.
There's just nothing. That first moment when you sit down in a restaurant and you're starving and your drink comes and then they do the complimentary bread with that olive oil.
And you know, the nicer restaurants that charge you because they make their own bread. I have thoughts about that, but I'll still order it. You know, fine. $8. I need a loaf of bread for $8. Yeah, I do. I do. Because it's probably going to be good.
Yes, I do. Yes, I absolutely do. Starbucks is now having drinks with oil in it.
Oh, really?
They're doing this like new line. I really don't know much about it.
That was so Courtney. You're like, this new line.
This new line of coffee has olive oil.
Wow. Wow.
Courtney Olive. Okay.
Wait, that's so funny.
I know.
Okay, one more hot news thing. Hot news came out today. Trump is being indicted. And I just, the headlines are just so funny to me. You know, it's like, And I was saying to you, of all the shit he did, it's so funny. I'm not a very political person, but you know what? Take the man down. It's so funny to me that he's being indicted for paying off a porn star to not like fuck up the election. Like
Stormy Daniels.
So fucking funny.
Out of everything, yeah, this is how he's going to go allegedly down.
Yeah.
Because he's just being indicted. Maybe or maybe not. He's going to go to trial.
Yeah.
But do you know how much he paid Stormy to like keep it on the low?
$130,000, right?
Yes, girl.
Not enough.
Not enough. I would have. I mean, she probably signed some NDAs and shit. There was probably some paperwork, but like $130,000. You want me to keep my mouth shut? Please.
Fuck that. She's like, I'm going to fucking take you down, you bitch. Yeah.
Pay me millions. Like, that's chump change.
Whatever. He's dumb. He's dumb.
Whatever.
He's dumb. Anyway.
130? That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That is nothing. It's so funny to me. I forgot to tell you my Gwyneth story. I meant to tell you when I met Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm sorry. You met?
I met.
Okay, no wonder you have such like positive reviews of her. I was like, wow, you're really having Gwen's back
here.
Well,
it wasn't a super positive experience, actually. I was working in a restaurant in New York City, and she came in with Chris Martin, her husband at the time.
At the time, I loved them.
With their friends, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
I'm sorry.
Just a table for four. Well, they came in once, the four of them. And then they came in and I didn't get to serve them that time. But that was the first time they came in. Gwyneth and Chris came in again and came in for dinner. The group of people who weren't Beyonce and Jay-Z. But that was like an iconic, never seen that happen in my life. Like more famous energy. You know what I mean? That was like insane. They came in and I was serving them this time. And I was like, and I go up.
Oh my God.
And Gwyneth.
I did not know you've also met Beyonce. That's insane.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's eaten at two restaurants I worked at. But she, okay. So Gwyneth goes, it was a fish restaurant. Shout out BLT Fish. They're no longer there. They closed. But BLT Fish, it was the fish shack. So it was like downstairs. It was like the casual one. She goes, what should I get? The lobster roll or the fish sandwich? And that's a no brainer. What are you going to get? What are you going to get if you ask me that?
I don't even know what a fish sandwich is. I'm going lobster roll.
Of course. You always go lobster roll. Fish sandwich was like the fish you get on fish and chips. It's like a fried, you know, like white fish on a bun with like the tartar sauce and like lettuce and tomato, whatever.
Pass.
So I said, the lobster roll is really good. I'd go with the lobster roll. She literally smiles and looks at me and goes, I'll have the fish sandwich.
Oh, burn. Oh my God. So passive aggressive.
And I was like, okay. And she's with Chris Martin, who is so nice. Honestly, it's funny. You remember when you meet a celebrity when you're young and you're like impressionable, and he was so nice. Ooh. And their food comes out. And I remember she didn't eat much of it. She like picked around it. She didn't eat much of it. And I, as their server, have to be like, how is everything? And she goes, it's not really that. It's kind of bland. It's not really that exciting. And I said,
she said it was kind of bland.
Yeah. And I said, oh, well, you know, it wasn't my choice. Like, I didn't know what to say. Like, I was like, can I get you something else? She's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. And Chris Martin looks at me, and I kid you not, this is pre-divorce, looks at me and goes, I'm sorry. Like,
no.
He like,
no.
Whispers,
I'm sorry.
Whispers, I'm sorry. But it was like, almost like, you know, I heard you recommend the lobster roll. She did you wrong. She went with she went with the fish sandwich. You said lobster lunch. Now she's unhappy. And I was sort of like, I can't be like, well, told you so, girl. I told you what to get. So I was sort
you
of like,
you gotta swallow your pride.
Yeah. And he was like, it's like, I know. And he's like, I know. And he like rolled his eyes or whatever. And I was like, I love you. Okay. I don't listen to Coldplay, but I will now. Okay. I will now.
Oh my God. Coldplay's music speaks to me so much. Like I love in those, like when you really need it,
really?
It's there for you. Like, oh my, like those deep, deep moments when you're just, sometimes I'll be cleaning and I listen to Coldplay and I'm like, it makes so much sense that he's a nice guy. Cause his music is just like, it's just so soothing.
Nice guy from our interaction. Yeah.
Seems so nice. That's crazy to me. And also, oh my God, this is such a parent move. But you know what? My parents always will compliment the waiter for the food. They go, oh my God, that tuna tartare was out of this world. I go, Mom, she didn't make it. She's not going to tell the chef. She don't give a shit. But she'll just tip her 20%.
I was going to say, she'll appreciate the feedback. You know, like, oh, thank you. Like, as if she did do it. I would be like, I mean, thank you so much. I made it. I'll take the credit.
I would throw in a little joke there. I pretend I'm on a stand-up open mic night. And I'd be like, yeah, oh my God, you should have seen the freaking steak tartare. Like, you would have, like, made it into a joke.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But it is so funny to me.
That is, yeah, I love that. It's nice to compliment them, or at least like pretend they're in on the joke with you. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And not do what Gwen did, which was like not even take your advice and then tell you that
that is bad. And I was like,
that
told
the other
you so.
Dish was bland.
I told you so. I told you so. Yeah. So funny. But
I'm
it's what's
you.
The funniest part of this story is why the fuck was she eating a fish sandwich or a lobster roll when now she eats nuts? You know what I mean? Like,
what year was this again?
Probably like at least 12 years ago.
Okay. So she hadn't fully immersed herself into the goop lifestyle.
Mm-mm. Yeah. She was just a normal fried fish sandwich eating gal, you know?
Oh my God. I'm like blown away by this story.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for letting me tell that story.
Thank you for letting me get this off
my
chest.
We lost half a day of skiing.
Anytime somebody gives me a hard time, you're like, thanks a lot. I lost half a day of skiing.
I lost half a day of skiing. Yeah. Well, we lost half a day of skiing. That was the best line from her.
It was the best. It was again, passive aggressive. She's a passive aggressive little queen.
Right.
Why did she choose between those two? Were those like the specials of the day? No. I'm confused why those were her two options.
Girl just wanted a sandwich. No.
It was a toss-up between a lobster roll and a fish sandwich.
That's it. Yep. And we lost half of a fish sandwich that day. So it really wasn't it her thing.
I am dead. I am beyond. And now
does she not act anymore? She like hasn't acted.
Everybody's saying that this is like her best comeback role yet.
It has.
Like, wow. The best role she's gotten in years.
So funny. She's a good actor. Maybe she should just act again. Maybe this is going to become a movie. I would watch the movie of someone crashing into Gwyneth Paltrow and then saying, you're Gwyneth Paltrow? I'm going to sue your ass.
If the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial and the Gwyneth trial don't become a documentary, like...
Oh my God, Ryan Murphy needs to turn these into his next American Crime stories. They need to become. I think that's what should happen. Ryan Murphy, if you're out there, huge fan, and also these are your next American Crime Story trials, you know what I mean? That would be so good.
That would be really good. But also, like, what are they going to call the mountain one? Like, injury on a mountain, assault on the mountaintop.
I have to shout out whoever works at The Cut, and when they posted, she's Gwinnicent. Gwinnicent.
Gwinnicent. I love it.
Perfect. It was perfect.
Definitely a highlight of 2023.
Right.
You know who is? Let's get into our Zaddies because
the
we
Zaddy
out of
bracket.
Time.
Oh my God, we're running out of time. Yes. So we put out a bracket, and you did an amazing job.
You're doing an amazing job, my amazing. Sweetie. My daughter, Kourtney Kardashian, put out the Zaddies on our Instagram for Big Wigs, and they were so entertaining. I can't wait to hear which Zaddy I'm taking home.
Chris should be the host of a dating show. Like, let's put her into the ring.
By the way, my friend sent me that TikTok. Wow. A TikTok of the scene from the last season of Kardashians when she took the edible with Khloe, and she was like,
oh,
how much should I take? And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, I'll take half. And she goes, am I going to get arrested for bringing these in my bag? And Khloe's like, no, I'll hold them for you. I've been arrested. And she's like, oh, okay. It's such a funny scene. Do you remember this scene? I got to send it to you.
Yes.
I was
and
like,
they go to the restaurant and she's like laughing so hard she covers her face with a napkin.
She orders four entrees and Chloe's like, I think it hit.
She's like, I'll have the tacos and the enchilada and a side of this.
And Chloe's like, I think it hit. And she's like, no. And then she can't stop laughing. And it's just, and Corey says nothing the whole time.
I don't know if they silence him or he's just bland. Because he gives nothing.
He's just sitting there, and the two of them are laughing so hard. And I am just like, this is the best scene in television.
How does he keep a straight face? I would be laughing right along with him. He's just sipping his iced tea.
Okay, sweetie, give me the zaddies. How are they doing? Who are the final eight?
The final eight. Now, I'm going to tell you that we did random mashups. I straight up pulled from a hat, and the mashups were so good. So up first, we've got The Rock versus Ryan Reynolds. It was 19% to 81%. I won't read all the percentages, but yeah, it was like a harsh. Ryan Reynolds is a winner.
Okay, good. I was going to say I voted Ryan Reynolds. Okay.
The old Mr. Reynolds. All right, this one was a crazy one. Brad Pitt versus Ryan Gosling. Much closer in the race. But surprisingly, I couldn't believe this. Ryan Gosling pulled out as a winner.
Yay! Yee. So far, my picks are killing it. I'm curious, who did you pick out of those two?
I picked Brad Pitt.
Okay, and before that?
And then I picked Ryan Reynolds. Oh, no. Actually, I picked The Rock because I was like, you know what? Who would motivate me to work out more and live a better lifestyle?
Okay. I think you want a life coach. But we
Trey, it's not who's gonna feed you a carrot while you're doing a crunch. It's who
you taking to bed.
Do that ozone rectal therapy, okay?
Okay.
Why am I?
Okay, so far we got Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling. Ryan's are crushing it.
Ryan's are crushing. Dermot Mulroney and Prince Harry.
This mess.
Prince Harry. I'm absolutely gutted. No. Dermot won. Dermot won.
Whew. I was going to say, Prince Harry is not winning in that race. Of a zaddy competition? He's got two little kids.
Dermot.
Okay, Dermot.
Dermot cleaned up in that race, let me just tell you. I kind of felt bad for Harry.
Because I told you, he's back in the limelight. You know, he's in Scream. You got to go watch it.
He is. I do have to watch that. Anderson Cooper versus David Beckham.
I'm going to go with David Beckham.
David Beckham.
That was a hard competition for Anderson. You know what I mean? I would never categorize the two of them. I guess they're in a zaddy category, but, you know.
It was a hard one.
Yeah. Okay.
Our closest race of the Sweet 16 was Obama versus Andy Garcia. Three vote difference.
No.
Three vote difference. 51% to 49%. And our winner is Obama.
Obama. Wow. What a close race.
Dude.
You know what?
Dude.
Good for Andy Garcia. You know, he got up there. That's close.
He did.
Hard
that
to beat.
That was a crazy matchup.
Hard to beat, you know, the chillest president of all time. You know what I mean? Hard to beat our basketball loving Obama. Wait, that's so funny. Okay.
Crazy. Jason Momoa versus John Legend.
Momoa, tell me.
I'm sorry, but your musical pipes didn't get you anywhere. Jason Momoa is the winner.
Okay, good. Good. That was my vote.
This was the one that I was like, guys, I'm so sorry for this. Pedro versus Idris Elba.
That's a hard one. That's the hardest one.
Right?
Yeah. Those two, I feel like, are like in the definition of zaddy, like, you know, in a book, those two are like listed as like the top examples.
The zaddies.
Who pulled through?
This was also a really close one, but Idris won out on top.
Wow. You know what?
58%.
I probably voted for him. Yeah. I love how I'm like, can't remember. I think I did vote for him. He's just it for me. You know what I mean?
He is. I think I voted for Idris too.
Love it. Although you were.
That was a really hard one though.
That was a hard one. What a random pick. Oh my God. Well, we're going to post the final eight. So guess what? Now we got to vote out these guys.
All day Friday, Elite Eight, the matchups will be posted in the morning. I promise you. I'm sorry I was delayed, but I'm happy we're doing it now.
Oh my God. It's totally fine. I'm so excited about it.
The last matchup, Steven Yeun and Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, we had one more. I'm like, was that it? That I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm probably Chris.
Steven did have a substantial amount of votes, but Chris Hemsworth is the winner.
You know, those Hemsworth, they're cleaning up. They're so hot.
Like, to have three boys that are so genetically just got all necessary things. Like all of them are just hot surfers. What?
This whole episode, surfers. I feel like I'm like, they're so hot. Everyone's just so hot. I'm just
I love them. They're just,
I just like love hot people.
They're beyond hot.
Love hot people. Wait, we have one more thing we have to do. We're closing out this episode. I need a hot take from you. Okay. On the Teresa Giudice. I need Teresa's hot take on Melissa's. My brain is like, hold on. Melissa and unless you want to do this next time, but you sent it to me.
We can definitely save it because I feel like your bigwig moment of the week is actually bigger. And I think this story is going to develop even further.
Okay. We can save it. But I was really excited. I haven't had Teresa in a while. Can you give us a preview for next week so people want to tune back in and listen to the rest of it?
All right. So drama. Next week, we're going to talk about, like, last night our episode came out and Louis was yelling at my brother Joe about, like, how much he's supportive. Like, he was like, I'm so supportive to the girls and my daughters. And he said that, like, he even wears my father Nono's pajamas. And like everybody's laughing, like going crazy. I'm like, oh my God, like, why is this such a big deal?
Sorry.
Like,
I'm laughing PJs. Too, Teresa. I'm so sorry.
Why are you laughing? Like, oh my God, like it's PJs. It's not like that he was like eating his ashes or something. Like, they're PJs. Like, no disrespect. But everybody's like, oh my God, that's so weird. Why is he wearing them? So next week, I'm going to give my full hot take. I'm going to explain why they was wearing the PJs.
Okay. I will That's be waiting it. For it. I will be waiting for it.
Yes. And then you tell me like ways that you celebrate the life of somebody you love.
Oh, okay. I will. Yeah. I'll think about it, actually.
Think about it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Get it together.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for popping in, you know, next week.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Teresa. I needed a taste of it. I needed a taste of it, you know?
I know, I do love a little Teresa taste.
Here's the thing, your Teresa's so good. I don't watch Real Housewives of New Jersey. Is that the show she's on? Yes. But I should watch it. But I love your Teresa so much that it inspires me to watch it.
I've been fully going back and watching Real Housewives of New York because they did like a major shakeup. But we can talk about Housewives. We can have like a special Housewife episode where we like really get
into
only the ones
about.
We choose.
Yeah, okay.
Do you watch Succession? And then let's get into big wig moments of the week.
I do not. I've tried.
I don't either, but everybody's watching it. So I was just wondering.
No, I've tried. And maybe I will one day. You know, there's not many seasons to get into. I've tried and I've auditioned a lot. Maybe I should watch it. Maybe I'll book if I fucking watch it. No, but I think it's done. So they're not auditioning anymore.
So I think the auditions are done.
You know what? I tried. She tried and she didn't succeed. And that's the biz that we're in. But it was Jared loves it, though. So he's like all in.
Mama, try again.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like you should watch it with Jared.
I tried. You know, there's some shows we just don't agree on. I don't know.
I tried. I tried and I failed.
I will try again.
Dust yourself off and try again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just really want to know about like the memes and the TikToks that are all happening right now because like Succession talk is such a big thing.
I know. It really is. Although I'm not served much of it because they know. They know she doesn't watch it. So give her more of that Gwyneth Paltrow trial.
Goop us.
Literally my entire feed is pasta. That's really all I watch on social media. And I save all of them. So then they give me more pastas. So it's like
pasta. Pasta, yeah. On Instagram and TikTok or like those algorithms have to be different.
They are, but I guess I've watched too a lot. You know, like I just
on both. Just like on all outlets.
I get like pop culture, like stuff that's in the, you know, in like TV and film news and pasta. That's it. That's all I got.
It's not about the pasta. Next week we'll get into VPR. That's James Kennedy from Vanderpump.
Are we British again? I love this game. Okay.
I'm so sorry. I know it annoys people. I'm so sorry. But literally James Kennedy is British. So I have to do the British. But wait, you have such a big announcement and I'm so sad that we're leaving it for the last minute of the show.
It's totally fine. We'll talk about it again next week. I'm doing a one woman show, which means I have to write it. No, I've been working on it. But, you know, it's got to be done May 17th. And guess what? My girl here is going to come and be a part of it too. So it's not a one woman show. It's a one behind every one woman is another supportive woman.
No, this is a really, really big deal. Okay. You're taking the stage.
I'm taking it to the stage. It.
It's going to be
I've wanted
so
to
fun.
Do this for so long and I'm so scared to do it that I'm like, that's got to be good. So I think that's a big wig move is to like challenge yourself with something that really like freaks you out. But I really want to do it. I want to be able to tour a show. I want to do a stand up special. So I'm like, you know what? You got to fucking get on the stage and just do it. Do the hour and get your, you know, get it in, get your people to come and see you. So everybody come and see me at Joe's Pub on May 17th. That's my plug also.
Yes. Yeah. Mark your calendars.
Yeah. And we have exciting stuff coming up with this show. I'm talking new music. I'm talking little official segment music. So, aren't you pumped for that?
I am actually.
Go ahead. What? It's only going to make it better. It's only going to get better from here on out.
Yeah. Like I'm just getting more excited because the show will just be developed and working out all the stuff. And it just feels good to like really have some progress. So
hold on though.
We're taking meetings.
Before May 17th, Dre's got a show. Dre's doing a sketch show. Plug your show. Big wig moment. Let's go.
We got a sketch show April 14th and 15th. It's at the Players Theater in New York City. Both of our shows are in New York. So get your butts to New York. But yeah, Nick and I are guest starring in this I Mostly Blame Myself sketch show, which is an already established sketch show. Nick opened for them like months ago and then we reconnected with them and we've got some really fun things. And there's going to be some wigs. There's going to be some crazy characters and it's so freaking fun. And even if you guys can't make it to this show, definitely come to I Mostly Blame Myself shows in the future. And that's it. I'm officially done.
Yay. And we will see you next week. And also stay tuned for more Chris and Court because, you know, the wigs are coming out, honey. The wigs are coming out again.
You guys are dolls and you guys are big wigs.
We love you. Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Teehee.